Hi, this is Christopher Edge, owner and operator of LA Edge Web Radio, along with my wife, LA. I want to thank you for tuning in to one of our special programs this evening, and hope you go to our website at LAEdgeWebRadio.com to check out more programming. Again, thank you for tuning in, and enjoy the show.
The following program may not be suitable for some listeners. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome to Generations of Gaming, video game talk with a twist of humor.
And welcome, everybody, to another episode of Generations of Gaming. I am Chris, and on the line with me is Brady. Are you there, buddy?
What's up? Yep.
We really need to work on that theme, a new theme. We really do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny with the little voice and all, but, man, we really need to work on a new theme. But, no, what's been going on? What have you been playing?
Well, just cycling through betas, honestly. I'm in the middle of ending a For Honor beta and waiting for the Wildlands beta to come out.
Yeah, what did you think of the For Honor beta?
Oh, I loved it. It was great.
Awesome. Yeah, I know that Big Red's actually bought the game.
He played the beta.
Yeah, so there's definitely somebody out there who has it that you could team up with if you need that, you know, somebody to team up with. But he just raves it. He loves the game. He's been branching out a little bit on his own.
Game.
I think that's good. You know, I'm glad that everybody's kind of branching out and playing games that they enjoy and not just having to focus on games that only all of us, and you know, play together. It's pretty cool that, you know, we can branch out like that. Yeah, well, speaking of betas, tonight we're going to be talking about Tom Clancy's Wildlands, his Ghost Recon Wildlands released. It's coming out on March 7th. However, if you go to the store on your console and PC, that is Xbox One and PlayStation 4, you can pre-download the open beta. You can do that. Sorry, I'm really loud right now. You can pre-download the open beta, and it'll begin on the 23rd through the 27th. So you might want to start now if you have a slow running speed, because it's 22 gigs. So if you need to free up some space, thank goodness Brady and I both have external hard drives, so it makes it a little easier for people like ourselves. But for those people who don't, if this is a game you're interested in, you're definitely going to have to clear out some space if you're interested in jumping in the beta. 22 gigabytes, folks. So it's installing as we speak. It's at 51%. But, you know, it's doing this weird thing. And maybe when our guest tonight calls in, he can maybe explain it. Maybe he's experienced it or heard of it. But I'm here downloading it, and it keeps popping up that installation stopped. And then it pops up and tells me my external hard drive's ready. And then the installation begins again. And it just keeps doing it over and over. I think what I have to do is probably hard restart my Xbox.
Yeah, that might be the problem.
I haven't done that in a while. And I'm going to restart my modem and stuff too later. So I'll do all that tonight. But what do you think about this Tom Clancy's Wildlands game? I mean, you got to see some of the video.
From the video I saw, it was it looks like really like immersive gameplay, like a lot to do, like all the like calling in the shots and everything, like everybody like synchronized, like kills and everything, like that's crazy.
It's pretty cool. It is very cool. It definitely takes communication and teamwork. You can't have a running gunner rogue on your team, because you'll fail every time. And you have to work together in order to forward in the game. But the thing I found interesting about this that caught my eye was that it's an open world first person shooter. And
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, yeah, you'll be you know, trucking through terrain. I believe you get like dirt bikes or something at one point that you need to take to go through certain parts of the terrain. Now, I don't know if you can get those all the time or if it's just a certain area. That might be some of the beef that Dak Man has with it. I know Dak Man's coming on to give us his view and here in just about 10 minutes or so. But the thing that I'm wondering is, the more I look at this video, are you able to have the weapons that you have all the time, or is it just for certain areas? You know, like a certain area, it'll say, okay, here's a, you know, this mission loads, so here's the weapon output you have, or do you get like a certain vehicle for a certain point in the game, or can you have that like vehicle the whole time?
Pick whatever vehicle you want.
Yeah. Because to me, if it's limited, then that to me is not a true open world.
No.
Open world is Skyrim. You get a horse, and in one town, you can take that horse to every inch of the map. You know, that to me is open world.
With the horses in Skyrim, like, come on now.
Yeah, that's open world. So, if that is the case, if it's limited, then I do have beef with that, because that's not true open world.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
That's, to me, that's campaign.
Yeah.
That's campaign co-op. That's what that is. And I know it is 4-player co-op, and which is cool because you can play solo and have like AI fill in for the 3 other spots, and then you can command them and all that in a typical type of Ghost Recon manner. But I do find a lot of the, like you said, the sync shot thing where you call down 3, 2, 1, fire, bam, and everybody sinks their shot at the same time to take out the enemy. I think that was a cool aspect. Having a drone, I thought was cool. An explosive drone where you can scatter and mark targets and then create a distraction by exploding it nearby. But here's, did you see that part of it about the drone?
Yeah.
Here's my thing. If they could see the target, why didn't they just take out the target with the drone? Or is that something else that you cannot do?
What do you mean?
Well, during the video, it shows the guy deploy an explosive drone. And it goes up and hovers around, and it marks the enemies with the red markers. And it notices the target. It says target. Yeah, it says target spotted, and he's yellow. Well, instead of just taking the drone and exploding it on him, it takes it over and creates an explosion for a distraction behind it. Can you not, like, hurt the guy, the main target, with an explosive drone?
Yeah, true. I know what you mean now.
Yeah, like, if you see the target, just take the drone and explode it on the target. Don't do it behind the place, you know. Don't cause a distraction with it.
Yeah.
Take it on the target, you know. Minimize the kill count and operations complete. You know, I mean, after all, it's about completing the operation, right?
I'm hoping it's not.
But you know what I'm saying, though. Like, why would you even That's what I'm wondering, if that's part of the beef that Dak
Man has.
That'll
be the deciding factor for me, yeah.
But like I said, though, I'm not, like I told you before when we were chatting on chatting previously to the game or to the show starting the game, we were talking about the game, and I said, you know, I'm not going to base any opinions until I actually play the beta. And so on the 23rd, in 2 days, we get to check out, for 4 days, from the 23rd to the 27th, we get to check out Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands open beta. And I'm hoping a lot of our questions will be answered. And if they aren't, then I will not be making a purchase of $60 to buy a game that I'm not fully happy with.
Fully agree.
So we will see. And then, you know, what we can do is next week, our episode, Yeah, we're from Canada new. We're from Canada. Sorry, that was a little slap at Terry from Paranormal A, giving a little shout out there. But no, like next week's episode, we can have the beta review, give our input.
Yeah.
Because then the week after that, I believe, is when it actually comes out on the 7th, which that should be like the week following that. Let me see. Beta's 23rd to the 27th. So that's. Actually, you know what? It's actually 5 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Depends on when they stop it on the 27th. I'm not really sure. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty lengthy beta.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, and then we'll do the review the next week. And, yeah, the following Tuesday is when it's released. So, yeah. So 2 weeks from today, it's released. So we'll have to, yeah, we'll definitely give a review next week and see how that turns out. From what, I mean, from, you know, all the guys are excited about it because it's something different. It's something new. The idea of having an open world first person shooter, military type shooter is really cool. I think that's a really neat idea. I wish they could do that with like a Vietnam or, like Battlefield. Battlefield 1 is to me, that is one of my favorite military games, that's made so far because the maps, have you gotten to play Battlefield 1 at all, Brady?
No, I actually haven't.
Oh man. These maps are enormous. I'm not talking Skyrim, but I'm talking pretty big. I can't even describe it. Like the maps are humongous. Like, let me put it this way. On one of the things you capture the points, they have, I believe, up to, they have A through G or A through I as your points to capture. It's huge. Yeah, I mean, the map is
like A to C. Like,
yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible the size of, if anybody likes first person military shooters and you have not experienced Battlefield 1 yet, I highly recommend checking out Battlefield 1. It is an incredible game. I was a little skeptical at first because their logo, to me, still does not sell the game. I mean, having a guy standing there in a cape, to me, looks like something that's like futuristic. I don't know why. It just, to me, it looks a futuristic thing. To me, I would have just put like an old school World War II, World War I helmet and, you know, had a rifle against it or something. You know, I would have just done something like that as your logo, not a guy in a cape. That looked ridiculous. But it is nothing futuristic. It is old school, you know, British. Is it the British?
I think so.
There's like a bunch of different countries involved. It's really, really cool. But I love the, I just like sniping. I love sniping in that game because it's, it, to me, that is the most real feeling sniper I've felt in a video game. You know, your lenses are like that old school convex kind of shape. Like you don't have like a lot of peripheral vision in your scope. It's really, really cool. But you have dust storms that roll in and you can't see anything. It's insane. I mean, it's a really, really cool game. Yeah, it's a really, really cool game. Probably the next game, if I'm not happy with Wildlands, I'm probably going to jump to Battlefield 1 and start making that become like my game of choice next to Madden, of course. I'm so hooked on Madden still.
I got the trial to play through the story mode. I'm going to go through that and see how I like it. If I like it, I'm going to get it whenever I get the chance, because I've heard what you just said and whatever, what else I've heard is just like nothing but positive.
It's a fun game. And I mean, games are long. It depends on the mode you pick, because I've been in games that have lasted 45 minutes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like it's an in-depth game. Like you have to push and you have to either push waves of enemy back to take points, or you have to keep them back and defend those points. It's a really in-depth game, man. I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. I mean, you have 64 guys, 32 per team.
Yeah, it's
a great thing. And now you can go to smaller servers. Like you can go on and pick the servers. That's the one thing I like, is that they have dedicated servers.
Cool.
So you can go on and you can say, okay, I want to play this 64 man battle, or I want to play, I believe it's like 24. You can play a 24, I believe it is. And you know, you can play those battles. I love the bigger ones though. More targets. That's the way I look at it. I love the big military style battle. I mean, nades flying everywhere, you know, artillery bombing on you. It's nuts. It's fun. It's definitely a really, really fun in-depth game.
I'm definitely gonna check that out soon.
Yeah. We'll have to do that. We'll have to have like a Battlefield 1 review game, you know, episode and stuff of that nature. But
yeah,
great segue, because we just got a call, and I know it is the one and only Dak Man. Are you there, Dak?
I wish you were wrong. I really wish you were wrong.
The power of a switchboard. How you doing,
What's
man?
What's going on, guys? I'm doing all right. How about you?
What's going on?
You got Brady here, man.
What's going on, dude?
What's up, man? It's been a while.
Playing video games and junk? I mean, who would have thought?
Yeah, we're talking about this Wildlands, man, Ghost Recon, and I know you you had mentioned you weren't sold on it, and I was like, I definitely want to have somebody come on that isn't sold on it, because I don't want to be, you know, I like to keep the show real. Brady and I like to keep it real by giving our true, honest opinion and not trying to hype something that doesn't deserve to be hyped. So
totally understand. Totally.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, because, you know, we've been suckered so many times, man, you know, throughout the years of buying into certain games, and then we end up playing them, and in my opinion, in my gaming experience, was crap with it. And so it's like, yeah, you got to be a voice for other people that, you know, may have fallen under that same curse that we had gone through, you know, because I know,
yeah,
man, there's some games that I've played that I'm like, why was I even hyped on that game? You know, like, what was wrong with me?
And that's like the biggest part of like gaming advertising is word of mouth. So like, you got to spread the word.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And you know, it was like you telling me about Destiny. Like, I had heard so many people talk about it, and you said, man, you should check it out. I think it's something you'd like. And I'm so glad you told me that, man, because I honestly fell in love with that game.
That's the one I told you about Destiny?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm glad you did, yeah, because I love that game.
Yeah, because that's the messed up thing. There's so many games out there. You can't just go by ratings. If I'm not mistaken, I think Destiny got like a 6.5 or 7
on
IGN.
Yeah, it's a terrible rating.
Yeah.
But it's like the best 6.5 game I've ever bought. So,
yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
You just got to listen to other people.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's
like, explore.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Something
is like,
you wouldn't think you'd like, you know? Like,
yeah, like, we love exploring and being able to do open world stuff. And that's Brady and I. We both love that kind of stuff. So Destiny fits us perfect, you know. But
yeah,
that's what I'm a little hesitant about, like, Wildlands being open world, because I have a lot of questions that haven't been answered yet. And
okay.
Like, Brady and I were talking, like, are the weapons you have the ones you have throughout the entire thing, or is it almost like a campaign sequence where you hit a certain point in your mission, your weapons change? Or the same goes with vehicles?
As far as, I can't speak of vehicles, but, like, from what I experienced with vehicles, everything out there, like, there was a pickup truck like right outside of this place I just destroyed. I just demolished, and I used that. I just got in the pickup truck. My three other guys that were with me, all AI controlled, they just hopped it with me. So I don't know, as far as like starting vehicles, I can't really speak on. But as far as weapons go, I think weapons, they gave me like your standard. I think I had a pistol, silencer pistol, and a silencer assault rifle. And after I played through the first mission, there was a loot box. And I don't know if that's randomly generated. I'm guessing so. And also you get points based on, like, your performance and what you did in that mission. And I think those points you could turn around and spend on weapons as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because I was like, is it a true open world where you can just explore wherever, or is it mission-based? You have to stay within a certain perimeter to complete a mission.
Have either you ever played Metal Gear Solid 5?
Was that the one with Snake's Return?
Yes. It came out like a year or two ago.
Yes, I think I dabbled in that.
That was one of those games that they definitely called it an open world. But once you played it, it was definitely still mission structured. And,
right.
Yeah,
I think that's what's happening here. I think you're going to get missions. I'm almost certain you could probably go anywhere and do anything. But as far as, of course, progressing the game and finding things and exploring, I think it's more so like based on the mission that you're on. Like, I don't think, which would be cool. It probably is in here, but it would be really cool if you like happened on an encampment and you got like a secret score, like for finding the encampment, and your four guys took it out. But I don't think that's here. I really don't think that's here. But again, I've only played two missions. It is, and it is beta. So I can't really heavily speak on that part of it.
Okay, what were your flaws with it? Like, what's not selling you on it?
All right, Ubisoft, they make a bunch of games, and actually they're a publishing house, and they got a bunch of developers up underneath them, and they make a freaking ton of games. My favorite of those games is Far Cry. Far Cry feels like a Call of Duty game.
Right.
Far Cry's great.
You know, this feels like, I feel like every Ubisoft game that's not Far Cry has this level of jank. And when I say jank, where it's like animations don't feel quite right, or like the cover systems are there, but they don't quite work properly. It's little weird idiosyncrasies that I just can't stand with the game. And I don't hate the game. Let me get that out there first. I don't hate the game. I think this game is still going to do okay as far as sales go. But as far as like the next shooter that me and all my buddies and most of my friends are going to be talking about, I just don't think this is the game. I don't think this is the game yet.
Okay. Okay. So they kind of swung, but and they connected, and not necessarily hit a home run, but maybe a double.
It's definitely a double.
Gotcha.
It's something to be happy about, but.
It's not like something to cheer about.
Yeah, like I can see, like I'm pretty sure latch onto a group of guys. I think a lot of they're going to be a group of people that play this game. But what I played, and actually the guy that gave me the beta, which I felt horrible. He gave me the beta to play with him, and me and him. He plays at night. I play in the morning, so we never connected. Let's talk till Monday. After the beta was over, and he said the same thing. Like it was remarkable. Like I didn't lead the witness. I asked him honestly, "What are your thoughts on the game?" And so he said, "Me and my three buddies like it. We don't like it enough to buy it."
Yeah.
So,
see, that's what I'm afraid I'm going to run into is like. It's sorry, man. I didn't mean to go, but it's, I told Brady, it's like,
no.
You know, there's. The whole Red Dead 2 thing later this year. There's so many more games that are coming out this year? And I was going to just, you know, get your quick input on like a couple games that you might think might be hitting hot this year that people might not be aware of.
Yeah.
But like, it's not one of those that it's, do I really want to spend $60 on this game? And, you know, and that's why it's, I really have to be sold on this beta, man. This beta is going to have to really sell me in order to spend out $60. You know, because for
and
one, I've got a baby.
They're having an open beta in a couple weeks, right?
It starts actually in 2 days, 23rd to the 27th.
Ah, okay. I want to give it another shot. I definitely want to give it another shot.
Yeah, you can download it on the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC store. You can download for pre-download for the beta.
Yeah, I got one download right now.
Yeah, it's 22 gigabytes, just so
all
you
right.
know.
I got the space. Yeah. I got the space.
Okay,
yeah, I'll definitely download it on Xbox.
Yeah, it. I mean, it's been downloading a while, man. It's 63%, dude. It's crazy. And this, I was wanting to ask you about this because I was talking about this at the beginning of the episode. But while I've been downloading it, having this notification pop up that says download stopped, and then it pops up and it says external hard drive ready, and then it says download continued or installation stopped, installation continued or whatever. And I'm like, what is going on? Why does, do you know what could be causing that to continue to just glitch my external out and then back in?
I've heard of this issue before, not necessarily related to the external, but with the Xbox itself, where it'll bomb out. Like, it'll look like it's downloading. I think I had the same issue with Destiny last biggest update, which I think was Taken King. No, the last one wasn't Taken King, but it was
Iron Temple. Iron One.
That one, it looked like I downloaded it on the PlayStation and downloaded it on Xbox One. PlayStation finished remarkably fast, which was weird because it's documented that Microsoft did something on their back end where their downloads are a lot faster than they used to be. So I didn't understand why that was happening, but I checked it out and my download is stopped. Like the install is stopped. There was no reason for it, but it just did. I think if you checked like some Reddit threads and really like dug into it, there'd probably be a reason out there that's not resolvable, to be honest with you. So like normally on stuff like that, I normally just set it to download, hopefully the night before, so I don't have to deal with it. But it's happened to me before, and like, normally I'm too lazy to look into it any further because it does download. Like if it didn't download,
right.
It's a problem. But it definitely downloads at some point.
It's just that little kid that keeps tugging at your pants, man. Like every once in a while, I was just kind of like, dang, man. Like, you know, like it just distracts you for a second. It's like, man.
No, dude, I totally understand. I mean, it's like you got the box. You have the box. And you can't get the cellophane off fast enough. Like, you're just sitting there with the box. You can't do anything with it.
Right. Now, let me ask you, man, like, what are some big titles that you're looking forward to this year?
I know this is primarily an Xbox show. Do you want me to stay on platform or across the board?
No, across the board. Like, if you just, like, give a shout-out to whichever platform it's going to be for. Because I know PS4, there's a lot of stuff, man, that people are really looking forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like right now, two of the biggest games on a platform that's not Xbox are coming out next week. Well, it's not next week, in like another next week, which is totally freaking funny that Xbox doesn't have anything right now to combat these two, and that's Horizon Zero Dawn and Zelda Breath of the Wild. Two of the you couldn't have two more similar games going up against each other. And Microsoft right now don't have a horse in this race, which isn't a bad thing because there have been plenty of times when Microsoft dropped an exclusive and PlayStation and Nintendo, which was out of the race altogether last year, was just sitting there twiddling their thumbs. But this next week is probably going to be one of the biggest weeks in gaming for 2017 because these two games are going to wind up on a lot of Game of the Year list.
Wow. Yeah, I got to see, like, it was actually Halo. It was on one of the shows last year. It told me about Horizon Zero Dawn, and I looked into it, and man, I tell you, that game looks very, very impressive.
Yeah, I'm so, like, that's the only regret of not having a PS4 anymore.
Don't regret it. Don't regret it. I totally get it, because, like, I mean, Chris knows, Chris, and you know too, Brady. I've always been an Xbox guy. This is the first time the title has totally changed where I'm playing my PlayStation more than Xbox. But the one thing I can say is Microsoft ain't gonna let me down with it without Gears, without Halo, and without games like that. That's why I stick around with those guys. But this generation is a weird generation, and I still can't believe I'm saying I play a PlayStation console more than I play Xbox. That's just doesn't even sound right.
but you know, I mean, I have to give credit where credit's due. PlayStation releases a lot of great exclusive games. I mean, that hands down, they have a lot of great exclusives in the library that honestly Microsoft really can't compete with right now. And I really think that Microsoft really needs to step up to the plate and hit something big soon, or they're gonna lose this battle bad.
It's funny we're talking about Microsoft and as far as losing. The real funny thing, those two big games doesn't have anything on the heat that Scorpio might bring. Scorpio is supposed to be, like, everybody's talking like it's vaporware, and, like, we don't know what it does, and they haven't said anything, and we're really not sure what it is. The one thing I can say is Phil Spencer has been trumpeting this thing for a while. He doesn't trumpet anything without it being the hottest. This,
really?
This console right here is going to smoke PlayStation Pro. Whatever PlayStation Pro thought they were doing, and everybody's eating it up, and everybody's so happy with it, this next console is going to smoke. Like, we're going to be like, PlayStation Pro what? Like, really? We paid this money for this? Scorpio is going to be the next console. Scorpio is actually, wild theory of mine, Scorpio is actually the next Xbox console. It's not an interval leap. This is the next console. That's just my theory.
Yeah. Well, it would make sense.
So
it would make sense because the one came out in what? 2013?
We're like 4 years in, so it's like 2012.
Yeah.
No,
so it makes sense.
2013. Now, it makes sense, and the only reason why it makes sense is Microsoft is the only company, well, I don't think PlayStation has ever done this. Microsoft is that company that will cut their losses. They know they're losing an Xbox One. They got a lot of games out there, and it's a successful console. It's actually tragic what they're about to do, because Xbox One, regardless of what PlayStation 4 is doing as far as selling ungodly numbers, Xbox One is still more successful at this point than Xbox 360. That sounds crazy, but that is true. So
wow.
It's kind of crazy that they may pull the plug on a console just so they can get an early jump on everybody. But they have to, because they're not going to catch up to PlayStation 4 right now. So they're going to have to jump generations.
So what do you think that would spell, or what do you think that would mean for the Xbox One owners? Are they no longer going to have games available for their console, or?
No. Xbox One owners, again, this would be unprecedented. Xbox One owners will be protected. We'll be fine. Don't go freaking out. Don't go trading your consoles, because Microsoft ain't giving up on Xbox One. That's not true. Games will continue to come out for the Xbox One. That super uber pretty version that we're going to see when we look at magazines and look on websites, that's going to be your Xbox Scorpio version. You're going to want that. Trust me. If the PlayStation cats fell for with PlayStation Pro, you, Brady, and me, we will be lined up buying Scorpio and 4K TVs while we're at it. Actually, you already have one.
I already plan on it.
Yeah.
Well, aren't they the price is going to be over a grand or something, though? I mean, that's... How are gamers going to be able to afford that price tag?
No. Microsoft, like, I'm sorry, I'm a big Phil Spencer fan. He's probably one of the smartest head honchos out there. Like, he knows what the game. He's all about the gaming pulse. He gets it. He knows they screwed up with making the Xbox One $500. He knows that. And what I'm thinking is the technology that he's talking about, when he talked about it last year, technology gets cheaper. And at this point, sure, I still believe that the console itself will probably be worth more than $500. I think the price point that he's focusing on is trying to get to either $400 or $500. He's not going to go over $500. Over $500 is a mistake, because then you got a lot of people that's like, why am I going to pay $500 plus for this game console when I can get a PlayStation 4 Pro that's about $400? It got Horizon Zero Dawn on it that looks beautiful. Why do I need to do that? So it's either going to be one or two things or both. They're going to prove to us that we're going to want to spend over $500 for a $500 console. Because we got to buy a console and we got to buy a TV, most of us. So it still doesn't matter. We're still going to be spending a lot of money. And so they got to make sure they keep that price point at $500. Don't believe that $1,000 mark, because me and you are nuts about games. Brady's a little nuts too, but everybody else can afford that.
Oh yeah,
like
for
I mean, you know, so like they got to be realistic.
Right. Well, here was my theory on why I believe it's the next console as well, the next Xbox, because Xbox 360 came out, then they dropped the Xbox 360 Slim, and then bam, Xbox One was the big talk. Now they dropped an Xbox One Slim. Scorpio is the big talk. I don't understand, for me, why they wasted the money that they did if they felt that they weren't getting what they really thought they'd get out of Xbox One. Why did they spend the money and waste of time on the Slim versions and not put that money maybe into doing something different for the Xbox One?
See, I think what they did with the Slim was that they were making – the Xbox One had its fair share of problems. You had Kinect. You had a big, bulky SIS console. I think the Xbox One S was to correct those issues. And the Xbox One S will be the Xbox One console for the next 4 years. It will be like – it'll be like the budget platform. It'll be the one like, I really can't afford to pay all this money for a Scorpio, but I get the same games on an Xbox One S. So it was actually kind of smart. They cleaned up a lot of their issues. They got 4K streaming. They got a 4K, they got a UHD player in that thing that nobody else got. So, like, it's definitely a good entry-level console for someone that can't quite afford Scorpio. And you're going to be playing the same games. I mean, sure, Gears of War 5 or 6 or whatever is going to look amazing on the Scorpio, but you can still play it on the Xbox One S. And right now, I still don't even think we need these new consoles. Games look great. Like, I haven't had a complaint. Games look great now.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, everybody's talking VR, you know, as being the next thing, and I'm like, man, we grew up with the generation of Pong and, you know, and Atari and everything else. So it's like these games to us is like masterpiece. So don't let us lose this generation of history and gaming because you want to push the next level so fast. I mean, the VR thing I think is great, but it's like, let us enjoy what you're doing with the games now. You know, we're being rushed, and I don't like being rushed in gaming because, dude, you know how long it takes for me to finally get around to playing a game? Man, I'm going to be so far behind. I'm already behind, you know? And people are already talking Scorpio and of course, Red Dead 2, and which I don't know about you. I read an article that said that there's a big, big, big chance of it being pushed back. I don't know what you heard.
I doubt it. I totally doubt it. It's coming out this year. It's coming out in November. I don't know why they do that. Maybe it's because Rockstar is so quiet, but you know how Rockstar is. They throw out what they want to tell you, and then they close up the doors again. Then another six months, they'll say, let's tease them a little bit more. And then they close up the doors again. And then, like, maybe 2 months before the game comes out, They're hitting you with screenshots. They're hitting you with this big, amazing trailer. Red Dead's coming out, though.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way it's not going to make this year.
Yeah,
good.
I feel like they worked on it more than they normally work on other games before they even said anything on it. Like, they just kept rumors, let them go, and then worked on it a lot. It was like, all right, now we're going to show you when we're almost done.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure this. Grand Theft Auto 5 came out when? That came out, like, what, 2013? Something like that?
Oh.
Yeah, 2013.
Probably.
Something like that. So it came out 2013. And then after that, like, we keep thinking that they've been making other games because we got Grand Theft Auto 5 on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Same damn game. They're doing small little updates to the multiplayer. All the stuff they're doing is nothing major. They basically have a team working on this stuff, whereas the bigger team has been working on Red Dead since about that time.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I can't even hear. I'm so anticipating this game. It's unreal. You know how I am Rockstar anyway, man. I think everything touches gold, but for the most part anyway.
Rightfully
I mean, I could
so.
I
rightfully so.
I, but I mean, there are a few they threw out that I thought deserved more credit as like remasters or something, but I won't get into that. My own personal want in life. But cuz I'd love to be able to play the Warriors on Xbox One. I just love that game. But here's my question for you, man, with the Scorpio and with everything that's going on with, you know, the backwards compatibility now with getting a 360 backwards compatible game on gold, with the remasters of how successful Skyrim remaster has been, with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4 remastered, do you think that Scorpio will continue? Do you think that, like, let's say with the whole timing of Red Dead 2, do you think it'll be a Scorpio compatible, or do you think it'll just be an Xbox One and then they'll maybe make a remaster of it for Scorpio, or what do you think they'll do with that?
The whole thing they're doing with backwards compatibility and with Microsoft doing, like, you take your games with you, I don't think there's going to be a remaster. I think what the Red Dead we're going to get now is the Red Dead we're going to play on Scorpio. Whether or not Rockstar is working on better high fidelity graphics on there, that's debatable. It's possible, but I'm not sure about that. But Red Dead will be playable on your Scorpio. Whether or not it'll be Xbox One level graphics or Scorpio graphics, that still remains to be seen. Because I still think right now the only thing they're working on, I think the game's done. Me personally, I think the only thing they're working on is their multiplayer. That Grand Theft Auto 5 multiplayer is another monster. So they want to make sure you're getting that same level with Red Dead. So
I heard
right
they're
now,
adding a
I
lot more to
done.
It. I heard there's
a
lot more added to the multiplayer aspect. I like that idea.
Man, we're going to be robbing trains. We're going to be on horseback robbing trains.
That's awesome.
I mean, there's going to be a lady tied up to train tracks, and we're going to have to save her. I'm telling you, the stuff they've amazed me with on Grand Theft Auto 5, they're gonna blow our heads open. It's just going to be phenomenal.
I can't wait. I've been reading little snippets here and there of GTA 6. I haven't been able to play it yet, but factual in the long run.
What was that last
I've been
part?
Reading
yeah,
a lot of these articles
lot.
I read.
Out a lot.
Oh, how about now? Am I here?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've been reading these articles out of Europe and places overseas, like Japan and stuff like that, that are in English, that they really seem to hit. They seem to really hit a lot of facts, you know, in the long run when they're starting to talk about things at the beginning. And one of the things that I read the other day was that because GTA 4 and Liberty City Stories is now backwards compatible, that Rockstar has hidden a GTA 6 Easter egg somewhere in the game. I don't know if it's like on a billboard or something of
that
nature. but I don't know.
Game on four?
I think it's four.
Yeah, four is now backwards compatible.
I wouldn't doubt it. They're shifty like that. They do crazy stuff like that to get people talking. But I don't think we're going to see Grand Theft Auto 6 for a very long time. Plus,
probably 2020.
Here's the crazy thing. Probably 2020. But the crazy nutso thing is they're working on it now. That's the sad thing.
Yeah.
That's
how
big and bad Rockstar is. They're working on Grand Theft Auto 6 now. And I'm not talking about conceptual stuff. They're working on the game itself right now. I mean, those guys are a machine. They're one of the best developers out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know, man, your time is limited. Real quick before you have to go, Dak, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, buy it at full price, wait for it to drop in price, or wait for it to go on free with gold.
I'm going to say this. Rent it from Redbox. If it's your type of game, if you got a couple buddies that's going to play it, cool.
Okay.
Pay the $60. But if you don't do that, Ubisoft has been very good with doing the free weekends, too. So don't forget about that. So you might get a Ghost Recon Wildlands, maybe a free weekend sometime in the summer. I implore everybody that's interested or slightly interested and don't want to spend the $60, give it a try then, especially after you give them a couple months to work out some of the kinks and see if that game is any better. And if it is, squeeze.
All right, man. Well, Dak, I know, like I said, I know you only had a certain amount of time. I appreciate it, dude. Send love to the family. And, maybe we'll maybe we'll definitely have to have you back on again, man, for some of these big titles that are coming out.
Yeah,
oh, definitely,
nice
man. It was nice talking to you, too, Brady. I will be getting a Switch, so if you want some coverage on that, let me know. And I will be getting Horizon hopefully next week. So in about a month, because from what I'm hearing, both of those games are monster size. Give me about a month to play through them, and I definitely have no problem with jumping back on.
Sweet, definitely. We'll definitely have a review then. That'll be cool.
Right.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right. Hey, no problem.
All right, Dak. All right, well, thanks, man, for calling.
All right, thanks for having me. I'll see you guys.
All right, later, bro.
See you, man.
All right, peace.
Okay, so you heard it right from the horse's mouth. It's your own discretion. My recommendation would be with the free beta, open beta coming out in 2 days,
download it,
check it out, play it, try to take as much time as possible to play it during the beta time. Because this is pretty much like a free pass of being able to experience most of the game. You're not going to get the whole experience because it's a beta, but you're at least going to be able to decide, is this a game for me or not? I'm going to do. I'm not making any solid decisions if I'm buying it or not. I had said originally that I was, but then I started reading some stuff, and then then you just heard what Dak said. There's a lot of skepticism about this title. So make your own decision. Is it worth $60? Do you want to wait till it drops to 40? Do you want to wait till, like Dak said, till they have like a free weekend and then you and your buddies can decide? Or is it just going to be one of those games? It's like, hey, when it comes out on free weekend, let's just play it. Kind of like a Rocket League, like everybody's been getting into Rocket League lately. I don't know what's going on. So make your own decision, base it off of what you and your financial ability is, because after all, we're the ones investing into this game, each and every one of us. So we have to make the decision on what's best for our gaming experience as well as, hey, staying above water. But I don't know. We need to, we talked about, Brady, about starting a segment. Maybe we'll start doing each time you have a beta that you've tried out, we'll have like Brady's beta breakdown or something, we'll do something cool. where you can give your input, because you said you got to check out For Honor. You were happy with For Honor. That's now available for people to purchase the full version of that game. Next week we can definitely do a review of the beta. Hopefully it's downloaded by the time that the beta time is up. because it is 22 gigs again, everybody. I'm stressing, download it now. The beta drops in 2 days. It's going to be up from the 23rd to the 27th. And you can download that for free at the store. It's kind of tricky when you go to the store because it says pre-order now to play open beta. And at the bottom, it has like prices, three different packages.
Yeah.
But then if you look at the far right, it says free underneath of the conservative one. Make sure you go to that one. Don't pre-order the game. Don't get tricked into that crap. Just check it out first. You know, I always have told the guys whenever we've gamed in the past that if there's a beta, if there is a beta available, the beta is going to be what makes my determining factor of whether I make a purchase or not. Because to me, that's as close as you can get to playing the game without playing the actual full game itself. And if I don't like playing that beta, then I know I'm not going to enjoy the game.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Excuse me.
Because, I mean, even though, like you said, like it's not going to be the full game, if you don't like you said, if you don't like the beta, I mean, just because it's not the full game doesn't mean you're going to be like, oh, well, they added this, so it's better. No, if you don't like the beta, you're not going to like it. I mean, it's just inevitable.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like going to a candy store and saying, that chocolate bar looks really good. Can I try it? And then when you try it, it tastes like crap. And you're like, man, now I'm stuck paying for this stupid candy bar. You know, it's kind of how you are, man. Like,
yeah.
it might look nice and it might sound nice, but when you actually get to try it, it's not always the case. And so it's why it's always great to take advantage of betas. Hey, kudos to Ubisoft for giving us a beta on this. Because if they wouldn't have given us a beta, they must have a lot of confidence in the game to be able to release a beta of this nature. Because, you know, we didn't get selected for the closed beta. We're not going to hold any beef there. Would have been nice. You know, but we'll deal with the open beta, and we appreciate that. Because, like I said, it drops this weekend. You know, in 2 days it drops. And then 2 weeks from today, the full version is released. So it gives everybody time to be able to kind of play it, think about it for a week, and then make that determination, you know, on the 7th of March. We'll see. I don't know. We'll let you know next week. Got any last words, Brady?
Just download as many betas as possible.
Yes. And what is up with Rocket League? Everybody is playing Rocket League.
I know it was popular when it first came out, and then it died down, and now it's, like, really, really popular. Like,
yeah. It's you know what's funny? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Doritos Crash Course.
Yeah.
Like when it was first released, like, everybody played it. It was fun. It was hilarious. Then it died down. And then it picked back up a little bit later, you know, and it's like, I don't know, it's like that Trials HD game with the motorcycle or whatever the heck it is. Like, that's another
Trials
one.
Trials Fusion.
Yeah, Trials, yeah, that's another one. Like, it'll,
yeah,
you know, it'll be,
all around.
Yeah, it'll all of a sudden have this surge of popularity, and then it'll die down, and all of a sudden it'll have a surge. It's like, what is going on with these games to make them like that? Is it because the main stream games are that becoming that repetitive that people are looking for an out? Because honestly, that's kind of like how I'm feeling about mainstream games anymore. You know, I honestly thought
I like
that
older games better than newer ones, honestly, nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, really, I do. I dig older games I don't know. Gun-Ho is tuning in, everybody, and he said that Rocket League is a good achievement game. So he said if you want achievements, buy it and download it. I'm not sure how much it costs at the store, but it's fun. I could see myself getting into like checking out the season version of it. I mean, it's like 80 some games or something you could play, or it's lower than that too. There's like different lowers. I'd play the highest one that there was just to be able to play through it. But I don't know, like, it's weird because it really makes you wonder, and I know this could be a definite a whole nother episode, but is it the mainstream games are just becoming cookie cutter?
Yeah.
Like I was so excited for Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, and I gotta get that correct. Oh God. And, you know, all the Call of Duty-ites out there, like the team kill, correct me. But anyway, you know, like I was so excited about that being remastered and being brought back out. But then the more I've played it, the more I'm like, I can't believe that I didn't become more bored with this game in the original version. Because the maps are so repetitive. Same maps. Every other map, it seems like you're playing, you know, 2-3 maps the whole night, it seems like. And it's everybody votes for the same map. Everybody votes for the same map. And it's like, that should tell Activision something. If people are skipping certain maps, then that tells you those maps are crap. And because here's the thing that I have a little beef with. They've been releasing new weapons and stuff in what they call the Depot. They put this thing into the game called the Depot where you can go and open crates with these credits that you get by earning credits through the games that you play. Like if you have a really good score game or, you know, high kill count or whatever, you'll get like 3-4 credits. Well, once you get 30 credits, you can open up a crate. And in the crate, you can get like camouflage, you can get characters, you can get emblems, calling cards, all that stuff. Well, now they've put a thing in where you can get a weapon. You know, you can get a modern assault rifle. You can get a 44 Magnum pistol. And I believe the other one is a shotgun. I'm not sure. But here's my beef I have with Activision. If you can create new weapons, since it's remastered, and you're creating new weapons to add to the remastered part of it, give us some maps. Give us 2, 3, 4 maps. Take the old ones out that people don't want to play. The Wet Works, the Showdown, the maps that people skip every single time I see them pop up because they're crap maps. They're one-side advantage type maps. And unless you change spawns or something of that nature, people are going to continue skipping them. So either enhance them, make them better to play, do something, or give us new maps. If you can give us new weapons, you can give us new maps. Real quick, Rocket League is $20 in the Xbox store. So if you're interested in getting Rocket League, it is $20 in the Xbox store. Special thanks to Dakman for stopping by, giving us his input on Ghost Recon Wildlands. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands. Man, like, why do these guys have such big titles? I just don't get it. It's so hard to say. Whatever happened to the days of, like, Mario, Skyrim, Zelda? Now it's Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands presents blah, 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 blah. No. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, acronyms, fellas, acronyms. TCGRW. The beta starts on the 23rd. Go download it now at the Xbox Store. For free, check it out, see what you think. If you want to buy it, it comes out in 2 weeks on the 7th. So that is our episode. Brady, any advisement for anybody to check out some games that you've maybe been playing?
The Ghost, that definitely need that beta, for sure. And, I'm just going through betas right now, so not really. Just keep up with betas.
Nice. How about you've been playing what? You've been playing a little Destiny, a little...
Oh, I've been playing, just Destiny and betas.
Nice.
Forza Horizon 3, but that's just because I like drifting in the cars around all the place.
Well, don't forget, I'm glad you reminded me of that, because if you guys have racing games, don't forget the Xbox Gold members, free games with gold, Project Cars Digital Edition. You get the little space name game that my controller is not turned on right now, but it's some little indie game that if you're not even interested.
I got it. It's Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time. I don't really know what that is, but yeah.
It kind of looks like an Adventure Time kind of thing or something. I don't know. It kind of looks funny.
Yeah, it's something weird.
And then 360 backwards compatible free game is Star Wars The Force Unleashed. So that game, as Brady said before the show, that game is sick. It definitely was. It was one of my favorites. So go check it out. All those games for free. I highly recommend Project Cars. It's a lot of fun. You start out with like go-kart. You can go all the way up to Formula One and everything, NASCAR, everything. I mean, it's crazy. So go check it out.
That's a lot of fun.
Yep. So for Brady, I'm Chris. This is Generations of Gaming, Tom Clancy's Wildlands episode. And we will be back next week with our review of the beta and let you know if we're going to open up our wallets or not. So until then, have a fun time gaming and be nice to one another. See you, Brady.